opportunity employer.
100.7 WHUD. Good morning. Mike and Casey here. The time now is 6:16.
Well, you just heard in the news, James Lipton died yesterday in New York City at the age of 93. We were lucky enough to have two interviews with him in 2007. The Inside the Actors Studio host Lipton about his show and his autobiography.
Good morning to you both.
I feel unprepared. I don't have a stack of blue cards to ask you questions.
For which I'm very grateful.
People are always amazed when they're guests on your show at the amount of research and the things that you uncover. How do you get such inside information about these people?
Well, it takes me 2 weeks, and it's 14 hours a day, and it's 7 days a week. I mean, I'm not exaggerating, or I'm certainly not bragging about it, because it's sometimes difficult. That's what it takes. It takes 2 weeks to prepare.
Can I ask you some James Lipton-like questions?
Yeah.
Mr. Lipton, what is your favorite tea?
Like T-E-A?
Yes.
Funny you should ask that. I've only tasted tea once in my life. I've had one sip of tea, and I've never tasted coffee in my whole life. Now, how's that for a weird answer?
Wow.
Yeah, probably explains why I'm so strange.
I thought you would just say Lipton, but that's a much more interesting answer.
There you are, you see.
Okay.
Would have been even funnier if I'd said Tetley.
I'll try one more.
What?
Who was your favorite actor on The Mod Squad?
I never watched The Mod Squad.
Again, I thought you'd say Lipton.
Oh, so she was on it, that's right.
So, how do you feel about Saturday Night Live? They love you, too.
Well, I don't think they all love me. Certainly, Will Ferrell has a rather interesting affection for me. I love it. I mean, of course, I love it. It's very flattering. He came on the show. We did it together. We wrote a piece together and came on as me, and I interviewed me, him. I mean, I can't figure out who was who, but we did it.
I just have one other question about your wife. It says here that she is Miss Scarlet on the Clue board game?
That's correct. You know, when you hold it in your hand, and there it is, it's my wife. She was a model. She was a very famous model, and it was one of her jobs. And she never told me about it, and the game came out. And I said, by the way, everybody says you're Miss Scarlet. She said, yeah. She's very modest, unlike me.
Well, that is a claim to fame. That's going to be a clue on Jeopardy one night.
You bet it will. Jimmy Kimmel can't get over it. When he looked through the book, I gave it to him, and we were standing there. He said, oh, here you are with Bob Hope on the Great Wall of China. Wow. Oh, look, I didn't realize you'd done the inaugural gala for Jimmy Carter. Here you are with the president in the White House, in the Oval Office, with Diana Ross. Whoa, he said. He turned to Kedekai, my wife. He said, you're Miss Scarlet? She said, yes. He said, you must know Colonel Mustard. That was what impressed him.
I'm just going to tell you again, I love you.
Holy cow.
I do. I really, really, really do.
I really, really, really appreciate it.
Okay. Don't ever retire.
In our business, we don't retire. Just keep going until suddenly the wheels fall off.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I don't even remember that conversation, but I'm so grateful we had it.
Yeah, it was a fantastic. And it was funny because I knew we had him on the show, but we had him on like 6 months apart, both in 2007, because he was talking about the show, and then he mentioned the autobiography coming out, and then we had him to talk about the autobiography.
How lucky are we? How lucky is
well,
everyone?
You said at one point at the end of the interview, you said, who do I thank for this job?
Right? Yeah, what do we think?
We get to talk to the best people, and he's going to be missed. He was so, so good. James Lipton, one more time with Mike and Casey.
This is James Lipton of Inside the Actors Studio. You're listening to Mike and Casey, WHUD.